The Aboriginal Driver Education Program that the ACE College runs was started in 2006 by an Aboriginal elder, Uncle Bucky Robinson, and that program is still running to this day.
How many people have gone through this program and how many have graduated?
On an average, we put 200 people through the program every year. Our average license achievements has been around the 80 licenses per year. That increases every year because the program has become very well known. We get more and more interest every year.
This program has, you've just won an award, the inaugural prize for innovation. What's the difference between the program that you run and other existing programs?
The Innovation Award was awarded to our college because we're in an association of Community Colleges Australia. It's an educational program that we introduce the literacy training around the driver knowledge test as a way to introduce people into our system. And generally what happens is once they've passed their learners, they then go straight into the driving program. And while they're associated with the college, more often than not, they look at other areas where they could possibly take educational training. So it's a very gentle way of introducing people back into an educational system, possibly sometimes later in life. In some cases, it can be people's first interaction since their time at school, and it seems to be proving to be very popular.
And how important is having a license for First Nations communities? Because I hear some people who went through the program could be the first one in their own families getting their license.
Yes, that's right. In some of the places where we've been working, initially there were hardly anybody holding a license in some of the community Aboriginal communities. There's often very little public transport, so it's made a huge difference to people being able to go to medical appointments, to go to sporting events. It has also assisted people to get employment because you need a license to get a job.
Yeah, that's one of the requirements, going for a job and also getting people out of trouble, I believe.
Yes, well, this is it. We're getting a lot of attention from the magistrates. When we move into an area, we generally go and meet the justice conveners. They're nearly always in the communities where they do circle sentencing. So we make ourselves known that this is an alternative to sentencing. We've had tremendous response from the magistrates. They're more than happy to refer people, give them an opportunity to gain a learner's, and if they know they've achieved that, they will give them some time, adjourn their cases until they actually get a license.
Yeah, so it's a form of justice reinvestment, yeah?
Well, yes, I think this is such a brilliant form of justice reinvestment into the communities. It's long overdue, but now that it's happening, it's very exciting.
And what's the role of the communities in this program?
We generally work through the land councils. We're finding the land councils absolutely fantastic to work with. They usually give us an office somewhere to sit and meet people. I interview people when they come to us with the learners to find out how long they've held it, you know, what kind of help they've got. And in general, we find that people don't really have family help. So this has just been a real bonus to be able to offer free driving lessons so that people can get a start.
Yeah, you mentioned something that we should have emphasised on is that the lessons are free.
Yes, the lessons are free. We offer 10 lessons to get people started, and we put a lot of emphasis on road safety. So we know that when people are licensed in our program, they're very safe drivers.
And how do they qualify again? Is it anyone can just walk in, or they have to be referred by communities or family members?
It's traditionally been an Aboriginal program. So the majority of our members in our program are Aboriginal, but we have been instructed by the RMS to take disadvantaged people as well. So in all of the communities, we have a few people that are referred to us by service agencies who they know are really struggling financially to get a license, and there's a possibility that they can get a job. So we're taking on board the people that are referred to us by the agencies as well. One of the things that they really like to look at is case studies. So we keep a very good track of the people that have gone through our course, and I interview them and find out what a difference it's made to their lives. And they're all positive stories.
Yeah, now that you've been recognized as one of the best services out there, what's the future of this organization, the opportunities that are coming up for your school and your education program?
We're hoping that this will be an ongoing funding. We're working with the RMS. We work very closely with the RMS. They're our major funding body. They have made a promise to the New South Wales that this program will run for 3 years. We're already into our second round. So we're fairly certain that we will be allocated more regions to work in next year. I think because this is such a long overdue and there are so many people that go to jail for driving offences, when really then they simply don't have a licence. So I think that as far as justice reinvestment goes, this is a really brilliant idea.
Yeah, no, that's really fantastic to learn that just having a driver's licence just can keep a lot of people out of trouble and help them get back on track and lead a normal
life.
Oh,
well, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I think so too. And I think that's something that I think the government's come to recognise as well. We're really proud of what we do, and anybody who wants to come forward and contact the ACE College if they're in need of assistance, then that's an offer that's open to the community.